Huh. Green, 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 green. They're asking if they can pinch me. Why would you want to pinch me? How do you know? You just don't see it. Why is everyone wearing green? St. Patrick's Day, and it reminds us of St. Patrick. Do you guys know who he was? Patrick, the saint.
Second window.
Do you guys know that we have he's in that window over there as one of our saints. Do you see it? The one that's with all the green. Do you guys know where, what country he's like the patron saint of? No? Is it America? Zambia. Ireland. And so that's why often on St. Patrick's Day, what else do you see that remind, look at your pants, that are symbols of Ireland? Yeah, they look like four-leaf clovers or shamrocks. Pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Yeah, so all these symbols are kind of in our culture, but not everybody knows they go back to someone who's really well known for doing an important thing. What is he known for? He's a saint. He what? He helped people learn about God and learn about Jesus to become Christian and to worship God. And that's really important. So even though it's sort of become a day to wear green and drink beer, if you're grown up, or eat green stuff, he originally was a really important person who, like all of us, followed Jesus. All right? So sometimes it's really good to know. And also like St. Valentine, on Valentine's Day, he too was someone who followed Jesus. So there's all these little like layers of interesting things when you figure out who people were really all about. Now, do you know what a saint is, right? What? A person who does Well, if you're called a saint with a capital S, like St. Patrick or St. Valentine or St. Paul, yeah, you did something very, very good and very significant as a follower of Jesus. But you know what we all are known as? Saints with a lowercase S. So now some of you may not always act very, very good. And now I'm talking to them, right? But that's how God sees us. We're all saints if we're trying our best to love God. So come here, my saints. Let's say a prayer. And I'll send you off to Sunday school. Okay. Will you take these? Thank you. All right. So let's put our hands in here. All right, dear God, please bless all these hands who are your saints, who love you and are doing their best to follow you. Please fill their hearts and minds and bodies with determination to be good and loving and to always remember you. Amen. See you guys later. Thank you. And I'm just going to say now, no pinching.